And now, James Gravel.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were dealing with the death of a family member or friend, or where you had just been given the devastating news about you or someone you know having contracted a fatal disease, and you then had someone say to you, "Well, it must just be the will of God"? Or have you ever sat in the quiet of the day and pondered questions such as these? Was it God's will when the newlyweds were killed in a head-on collision on the day of their wedding as they traveled to their honeymoon destination? Or was it God's will when a child was born retarded and deformed? Or was it God's will when a man robbed a bank and in the process killed one of the tellers, who was a single parent of her infant son? Or was it God's will when two teenagers were killed on their way home from worship services one Sunday evening by a drunk driver who lost control of his car? Or maybe was it God's will for Hurricane Katrina to destroy huge sections of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana? If we ever expect to be able to answer questions such as these, or the hundreds of others just like them that could be asked, one thing is certain. We must first come to genuinely understand what the phrase, "the will of God," actually means. We frequently hear expressions such as doing the will of God, obeying the will of God, walking within the will of God, knowing the will of God, or seeking God's will. But regardless of the expression we may use, it is an undeniable truth that the most important thing in the life of every person should be understanding and doing the will of God. As Solomon observed in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Solomon's point was that every human being on earth should diligently seek to understand and obey God's will. And that is what our series of lessons on the will of God is all about.